Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
And with your spirit, glory to the Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good in the buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where they will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand all these things? All these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I've never fished with a net. This part of the world, we tend to fish more with rods and reels and lines and lures. But in sea fishing and ocean fishing, you fish with the big nets. And of course, the net catches more than what you're actually after, so you've got to sift, right? It's a bit like us. We probably all have had this experience of shucking corn, and some of the years turn out good and some aren't even worth trying to cook, because no matter how much you cut off, you're not going to get much bang for your buck. The kingdom of heaven, the Lord says, is like one of those nets cast into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. James Joyce, the great Irish author, said that the Catholic Church is, "Here comes everybody. Rich and poor, young and old, weird and normal, all of it, all together." It's that sort of comforting experience that most of us have probably had, often in a church that is not our own, visiting relatives or something, and it's this weird gaggle of people, and you feel mildly uncomfortable, and you would never be with many of these people if you had any choice, except here you don't, and you're better for it. Because you find yourself doing the same thing, the same most important thing with everybody. Saint Peter Julian Aimard, the saint whose feast we commemorate this day, founded the Blessed Sacrament Fathers. And he did so in the wake of the French Revolution, which tried to sort of flatten society. They were egalitarian, which makes sense because everyone's equal. They made the mistake of claiming everyone was the same. St. Peter, he founded this religious congregation on this revolutionary ideal, a truly revolutionary ideal, far better than the French or American revolutions. The most subversive act that anyone can ever participate in is the Christian Eucharist, is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. This is the genuine agent of change for the rest of society, because it's here that we see our deepest and truest destiny. It's here that we meet our most authentic selves. It's here that we learn to die for other people, just as he died for us. And it's only on that principle of self-sacrifice that a truly just and peaceful and harmonious society can be built. Which is not the same as saying that we need to establish theocratic states all over the place. That's exactly what he didn't do. He founded a religious order to cultivate devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, so that by the celebration of the Mass and by the adoration of the reserved sacrament, the Christian community might itself be focused on its source and its summit, on the heartbeat of its life. So that as the Christian faithful would then depart into the world, they would carry forth with them not just whatever witty thing the priest came up with last Sunday, but a genuine and virile capacity for change, an authentic commitment to the gospel, and a joy so compelling, no one could rightly refuse.